From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the aftermath of any major storm, we can expect to see many toppled and uprooted trees in South Florida. But recently, one massive tree in Devon Air Park in West Kendall was tagged with a heartfelt plea for passersby. Stuck on it were two signs reading, "I'm alive, so stand me up." It left us wondering how many possibly healthy trees might have been hauled away as debris in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. With us in the studio is Adrienne Hunsberger. She's an urban horticulture agent and entomologist with the University of Florida Miami-Dade County Extension Office. That's a partnership between UF and local government. Adrienne, suppose it's a few weeks after a hurricane and my once beautiful shade tree is uprooted and now lay across my front yard. How can someone with an untrained eye tell if the tree is beyond hope or rerootable, so to speak?
Okay. Unfortunately, if a tree's completely fallen over, unless it's a young tree or something that's been recently planted, it's probably best to have that tree removed. It could be technically alive, but it can become a hazardous tree in the future. Any tree that has a possibility of falling on somebody, on a structure, on a car, would be a great liability for anybody.
And who do I call for help? A local landscaper, county or city department? Who?
First of all, for people who want to see if it's worth salvaging the tree or not, it's just to contact your local extension office. And you can just Google UF Extension, or if you're in Miami-Dade County, you can just call 311.
Now, Adrienne, here's a photo of the tree I spoke of earlier with the signs on it telling someone out there to stand it back up. I know it's hard for you to diagnose this merely from a photo, but can you tell us if the sign creator is correct about this tree being alive?
Well, the problem is that this is a very mature tree. It's completely blown over. I don't see the root system on it, but usually if it's blown over and it's laying on its side, it's really beyond salvaging. What a lot of people don't understand is that large roots, once they're broken, they don't regenerate. So you would never develop a full root system on that tree again. You know, we do need to preserve our tree canopy as best as we can, but the problem is that, yeah, you could stand a tree upright, it may survive, but it becomes hazardous.
You just mentioned the tree canopy. There's a push to preserve it. Please give us a little primer on this. What exactly is the tree canopy, and why is it so important?
Okay, a canopy of a tree is the above-ground portion of the tree that has the leaves. So it provides cooling. It helps sequester carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It's aesthetically beautiful. Also, for wildlife to live in. There are many, many benefits of having tree canopy. So that's really what we're talking about. It's just the above growth, the branches, and the leaves of the tree.
So I'm sure you hear from a lot of people who call the extension office and say, boy, Hurricane Irma really clobbered my landscaping. My trees are down. Can't you guys come here and just put everything back the way it was?
Right. Well, it's understandable to try to save as many trees as possible. The intentions are good, but the reality is often not such a good outcome in the future. So again, you can contact your local extension office. You send us images and we can try to assess whether it's worth saving or not. But the thing is that these, you know, if a tree is to be put upright, it has to be done within days. And unfortunately, if you're waiting weeks to make a decision, it really is too late.
We've been talking with Adrienne Hunsberger. She's an urban horticulture agent and entomologist at the University of Florida, Miami-Dade County Extension Office. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.